The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
My next guest hated even the idea of running. Any running she ever attempted was trying to target weight loss. The idea of running for pleasure never entered her head until. I'm joined now by Selena Stevenson, content creator and founder of Runners High, Dublin and London, and general manager of Wicklow Way Wines. Selena, good morning.
Pat, good morning to you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Now, tell me how you underwent a Damascene conversion like St. Paul, turning on to running from absolutely hating it.
Sure. So when I was in school, I was the girl who forgot her PE kit on purpose. I would be texting my dad saying, you know, PE is cancelled or hockey is cancelled. I'm not going. I just absolutely hated it. I have vivid memories of hyperventilating in the school sports hall. And from there, it was just downhill from there. But
And your hyperventilation was not from exercise?
Well, no, it would be. So I would, you know, occasionally go and do the hill sprints or whatever it was. And I just wasn't able for it. So then when I was about 20, a few years after I left school, as you mentioned in the intro, I started to run, but it was always down to just, I want to lose weight. It was never out of joy. I really, really disliked it. And, you know, I made my way up to maybe like a 3K. I think once or twice I did a 5K, but it was really, really tough. And then it was only a couple of years. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so it was torture, 3K or 5K, torture all the way. No pleasure.
Torture. And, you know, I always hear my friends and people my age, and they say, you know, when I was younger, I was so fit. I miss being fit when I was younger. And I just never really had that period of my life. So a few years ago then, I was just kind of scrolling through TikTok, and I landed on this whole running side of TikTok, and it really inspired me out of nowhere. So there were girls my age running the London Marathon, and obviously at that time a marathon seemed so far beyond my reach, but I just became so inspired, and it's so in my personality to, you know, randomly get so inspired by something and then want to act on it. So yeah, I started then to build my way up to running a really big race. It took about a year or so, but yeah, I ran the London Marathon then the next year.
After a year of training. You managed to run the London Marathon. That's quite extraordinary. Yeah. But when you say you were inspired, I mean, a lot of the kind of bodies beautiful, the gym bunnies that you see on TikTok, and most normal people say, that could never be me. So what was it that inspired you?
I think it was just seeing girls who were my age. I'm 28 at the time. I think at this time I was maybe 25. And I was just seeing them, I think, challenging themselves in a way that I had never, ever challenged myself before. And at the finish line then, seeing how proud of themselves they were. And they were documenting this whole journey. And I just was like, I really want to experience that for myself. I really want to give myself the opportunity to be a beginner and be seen trying. And that's kind of my big message now, is like, do not be afraid to be seen trying. You have to.
So was it the kind of couch to 10K journey that inspired you? You know, someone who really never ran a pace ever and then starts to go out there slowly but surely. They're doing very slow Ks, maybe even walking a lot of them. And then a couple of weeks later, you're looking at TikTok and lo and behold, they're actually jogging the route. And then a few weeks later, they're running the route.
Well, Pat, that's actually what I started to then share myself, because what I was seeing was, yes, the girls were sharing their journeys. It was wonderful, but they were always far faster than me. And, you know, I run still 2.5, 3 years later, I still run at around a 7:30 to 8 minute per kilometer pace. I can run a bit faster sometimes, but that's kind of my average pace, which is a lot slower than what you would normally see online. So I then started posting my journey online because I was thinking, you know, I feel like my pace isn't represented online, and I want others to know that, you know, if they are a bit slower, it's not embarrassing. There's nothing embarrassing about, you know, actually lacing up your shoes and getting outside. There's nothing embarrassing about that. So that's what I started to do. And I think it really resonated with people. And then people were buying into my journey. And yeah, seeing me struggle, I think, seeing the highs and the lows. So
having decided this is the way you wanted to go and managing it quite well and enjoying it, I suppose, in your own mind, recording the successes and saying, well done, Selena, well done. you decided to share that and found a community of people who were just like you.
Yes, crazy, isn't it? So I was sharing my journey every day. Every run I went on, I would film it and I would post it. And as I said, it didn't matter if it was a good or a bad day. There are videos on my social media of me crying, you know, going out by myself, running crazy long distances or even just short distances. There were days where I was running, you know, 2-3K and getting really upset that I couldn't do it. But then I found that I was having people asking me, could they run with me? Because as I said, they were finally seeing someone running at their pace. And I was thinking, okay, I have to do something with this. There are so many people asking me and there's obviously such a need for a slower paced run club. So that's when I came up with the idea of creating Runners High London at the time, which about 6 months later turned into Runners High Dublin as well. So we currently have the two in the two cities. So the fastest pace is 7 minutes per kilometer. And then we have 7:30, 8 minutes. And then we have a designated run walk group as well. So no matter what your ability, if you can currently not run at all, we currently have girls showing up who have never run a day in their lives. But of course, we're there for that first run with them. That could be a 50-minute 5K. It could be a 55-minute 5K. We're going to be there with them to run that with them.
Because I remember when I started running years ago to train for 10Ks and ultimately to train for a marathon, the idea of halfway through a training session saying, I can't do any more.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of, you know, those who were with me said, don't turn back, just walk the next bit, walk the next K, and then start running again. And that actually worked.
Exactly. And that's what my mom used to say. So when I was about 16 in school, when I ran my first 5K, it took me so long to train for it. And I did, I think it was a park run that I did, and I was fundraising money. I used to go out with my poor mom. I know she'll be listening to this, so shout out to her. But she used to say, you know, run to the pole ahead of you, because I truly could not run. My heart would be beating out of my chest. And she would say, just run to the pole ahead of you, or run to that gate or whatever. And if you need to stop, then you can stop. Or if you need to stop, then you can stop and walk. Like just set those little short goals, because it's very intimidating to get out there and think, oh, I have to run 5K in a row.
A couple of things. I remember running long straights and that was so boring. And then I decided I'd run where there was a corner every 100 metres or so. And I realised I was looking into people's windows. What are they looking at on television? What's in their garden? So I was diverted all the time and I didn't have to just look at that long straight along, for example, the Merrion Road. Okay, you're looking out to sea, but there's cars passing and it seems endless. But then if you change your route and you go in here and out there, as I say, peering into people's, being a nosy parker, it's much more enjoyable.
Absolutely. And I think probably in the social media era these days as well, like our attention span isn't the best. Anytime we get bored nowadays, we just look at a screen. And I think running really tests that. Running really tests your ability to be bored.
Now, the question of people being worried about how they look, you know, that they are ostensibly not fit, they're beginning their journey, and they're a bit embarrassed to go out there. They may not have the kit either, although I've seen runners who've got the most expensive everything, and they can't run for tuppence. You know, they like to look well, but they can't perform well. So those beginning days when you want to look right and you know that you don't, the embarrassment factor, how do you overcome that?
I think just realizing that there's a spotlight, it's called the spotlight effect, where everyone thinks that people are looking at them all the time. And it's if you think about yourself, when you're going out for a run, you're so worried, as you just said, you're so worried about yourself. You're not worried about the other person across the way who might actually be feeling the exact same way as you. It's called the spotlight effect. So we are always so concerned that everyone else is looking at us. And I think you just really, really have to understand that nobody is looking at you. And also, nobody knows if it's your first day running. Nobody knows how far you're running that day. Nobody knows anything about you. You're just a background character in their life that day. And as I said earlier, you really, I think, like, the biggest thing for me in life is just to not care about being seen trying. Don't be embarrassed to be seen trying, because that's what gets you places. You have to try. You have to be a beginner at something to succeed in the long term.
So how does Runner's High work? How do people listening to you now who are already inspired maybe by your progress, how do they join?
So it's very simple. We just have an Instagram page. It's called Runner's High Dublin. And every second week we run. So every second Sunday at around 9:30, 10 a.m. we run together. And the week of the event, we put up a post to sign up. Obviously, the sign up is totally free. We just like to gauge numbers, but that's absolutely it. And then you just show up. You show up as you are. As you are is more than enough.
Okay. And in terms of people starting out and maybe prone to injury, I presume you have advice for people not to overdo it. Because if you hurt yourself on the first run, you may never go out again.
Exactly. I think you just need to remember to slow it down. And if you're really, really struggling as well, slow it down, slow it down, slow it down. I think we have always thought that in order to run, we have to run as fast as we can. But that is absolutely not true. You can running is a movement pattern. You just have to be picking up your feet, you know, and no matter how slowly you're running, you are running. So just slow it down. Don't be going pedal to the metal. You will get injured. You need to learn how to run before you get very fast. So I think, yeah, slow it down, take it easy. Just go out, try clear the mind. And if you are training for something, it'd be great to get a training plan or something like that. But that's down the road. Just lace up the shoes first, I think.
Yeah, and there is one fundamental message. Running with other people, one person or a group, is so much more pleasant and companionable and doable than running on your own.
Absolutely. And we find that so much with the run clubs as well, is that, you know, girls just want to get together. We always say that our run club is more than a run club. It's a community. And I think you are bonded over the kilometers that you share. It's a really nice way to make friends, especially in a new city. We have a lot of girls who come who are new to Dublin.
Selena, you are an inspiration on these dark days of January. Selena Stevenson, content creator, founder of Runner's High Dublin and London and general manager of Wicklow Way Wines. Selena, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.